You see, even Rebbe himself also holds he has to have the extra punyut. The question is why. Tomorrow says, Bechita, maybe you tell me, less lay. Rebbe doesn't hold from it. But now, when I hit this time, So then, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda, really. Rebbe, like Rebbe Yehuda. I'll tell you like this. Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda, really. Yomar, it sounds like this. Shnaz chamish shemoy lakan lakan. According to Rebbe, if he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, there's not really 50 years in between. Because the Yovel itself, it's oil lakan lakan. It's the 50th year, but it's also the first year of the next year, of the next Yovel. So really, there's only a 49-year interval. So even according to Rebbe, when you mark the shit on Yovel itself, when you go to be poyder it, you can be poyder it, there's still only 49 years involved. So the Torah says 50 shkolim is good, where you have to pay the extra punyin. Because it's 49 shkolim and another one, which each year has to be and add another coin, a punyin. The other Gemara says, Ule Shmuel is so lame a Rebbe Krabon and Srilay. According to Shmuel, he said, well, you can't be Makdashin on Yevl itself. It's not about the next year. So then Rebbe Shita has to be according to Rabbanan Shita, that there's 50 years in between. Because the Rebbe Yehuda, if according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita, then Selushtei Pundi Yosmi Boilei, there's only 48 years in between. That there is 50 Shkolim, so should come out every year is one Sel and two Pundians. So this is true. According to Shmuel, Rebbe holds that Rabbanan Shita, that there is 50 years in between. Therefore, there's 50 years from one Yovel to another Yovel. And Shmuel holds you cannot be Makdish on Yovel itself. So we're talking about the year after Yovel. So the year after Yovel means there's 49 years to go. So it's very good. The Torah says pay 50 shekel for 49 years. That means each year is worth a shekel and a drop more, this punyin more. Toshima, come here. It says, you can't redeem it if you Makdish the year after Yovel, lest you wait a year. So this name of Shmuel, it means leigurlin liachra yovel tochas mishana. It means you can't be girlit after yovel less than a year. Rashi says the kamashna mastisin the bishnas yovel atzim mekdish ain't certainly girl lekitcha. It's teaching if you makdish it on yovel it's not chal at all. So it means to say that the hegdish is only chal after yovel. So this name of Shmuel leigurlin liachra yovel tochas mishana el larav. My Yachah Yovel Shana. What do you have to wait a year after Yovel for? It could be Chal Hegdish on Yovel itself also. So Mora says, Mi Savrat Achah Yovel Mamish. No, My Yachah Yovel means the Emsa Yovel, the middle of Yovel. Mi said, the Chol Kamad Leimal Leishana Leinagorele. That's what it means to say. You could be Makdish the field on Yovel itself. The Locher is though, when you want to redeem it back, you have to pay 50 Shkolim. When do we take off one shekel? Only if a complete year went by. That's what it means to say. If the complete year did not go by yet, you can't take off. So my kamashmul then, the ein mechashvin chadoshim, even though 6 months went by, it doesn't mean a year. In hegdish, for the moral of hegdikotoni, ein mechashvin chadoshim, ein clearly ein chadoshim mehegdish. So what says my time koma? My time, like girl, nachu yevil pochum, mishonaka mekir medimit, less than a year after yevil for cheap. Mishum, the klal is, even though 6 months went by, Hegdish doesn't give deductions until a complete year went by. But if only 6 months went by, it's not still like anything went by yet. So therefore, according to Rav, if you mark the shit on Yovel and you want to be pointed with 6 months later, you'll have to still pay the 50 shkolim. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.